Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Rick Bizzio's Franchise Focus. This is co-host Graham Chapman coming at you with another fantastic one-on-one that is perfect timing as we build up for the International Franchise Show later this week. The biggest show in franchising each year, as more than 450 franchise brands will come to New York City later this week to showcase their hot franchise opportunity to the thousands of aspiring entrepreneurs who will be heading to the Javits Center and interacting with folks just like our special guest today, Paul Segretto, the CEO of the Franchise Foundry, who is going to share some tips for dominating the show, whether you're a franchisor or an aspiring franchisee, and will take us through what makes Max Out Strength Studios. Of course, as our listeners know, that was a guest that we had a couple of weeks ago to talk about their emotionally charged concept. That's an excellent fit for a number of franchise owners or aspiring owners who will be attending this show. So very excited to get to that. But a few housekeeping items and some big, big announcements for you guys today. First and foremost, we've done a lot of work recently to get Rick's and my podcast up onto a number of different forums that might be better suited for a number of our listeners. For one, you can subscribe to our show now on iTunes. And we've also created a top 10 of our greatest hits and some of our most important questions answered on YouTube and on SoundCloud. So find us there as well. So great, great stuff there, and doing what we can to try to provide you with insights and information in the forums that you guys like the most. Outside of that, Rick's next entrepreneur article will be posted soon, which is Due Diligence Dimes Part 1, taking you through a few tips to help you through your due diligence process. Rick will actually be joining me tomorrow for the second part of this little two-pack series on the IFE show to talk about some lessons learned from a recent franchise development seminar and trying to give you guys some inside information from the IFA's perspective. And then, of course, if you ever have any questions for us or want to react to this show or any other, find us on Twitter at EducatedZ. That's Educated Z-E-E. And feel free to reach out to Rick on LinkedIn as well or myself. So without further ado, I want to bring on Paul. Paul will be joining us this morning to take us through what his plans are for the IFE show and to help you guys do what you do out there better. So, Paul, welcome to the Franchise Focus. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Graham. I'm honored to be on.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about Franchise Foundry before we dive into the IFE show, because I know you guys well. We interact quite often. You're one of our closest friends in franchising. Sort of take us through what Franchise Foundry does and how you help propel and fuel emerging brands forward.
So Franchise Foundry has evolved quite a bit to stay up with the times and the needs of franchisors. Our focus is primarily on moving emerging brands forward. We like working with emerging brands and the founders behind them because of the passion and the uniqueness of concept. And we're very select in the brands that we work with to make sure they have a similar culture to growth philosophy that we have. It's not just about selling franchises. It's about creating the right culture, understanding the interdependency of the franchise relationship, and, of course, as importantly, it's all about unit economics. Can franchisees, not only survive, but succeed in a very, very competitive business environment of today?
Got it. So I guess speaking of how you create that culture and interact with the founders of a brand, guys who have a passion for what they do and are poised to be an excellent fit for working with you guys and growing in a sustainable way, talk to us about, Max Out, because I know you're heading out there to the IFE show to, promote their brand specifically while also doing what you can to showcase your other brands. But I know that they'll be out there with you, so they'll be a primary focus for this show. I guess sort of take us through why they're a good fit to work with you at Franchise Foundry and what you guys are looking to accomplish at the IFE show.
Yeah, the great thing about Max Out, and it's been almost a two-year relationship that we've had with them, and the founders, Matt Kubler and Jason Griggs, really exemplify the type of entrepreneurial spirit, an all-in type of attitude that they have with respect to their brand. they also look at it and knew that there were weaknesses that, that needed to be corrected before they actually launched into franchising. And we worked painstakingly with them for the last 2 years, transforming their business from a typical strength studio, albeit with a proprietary piece of equipment, the Max Out Tower, that is absolutely phenomenal and state of the art. But we built upon that based upon the culture that they were building within their business, which was focusing on teens and young adults. And Matt Kubler, being a police officer, a former U.S. Marshal, and former Iraqi veteran, has a lot of mentorship and leadership skills that he was using day in and day out at the studio with the teens and young adults. And I quickly realized that that was really the cornerstone of the business. It was turning today's teens and young adults into leaders, into ones with self-confidence to, you know, neutralize whatever's thrown at them, you know, in the future. So Max Out was transformed through development of a comprehensive athletic agility program to complement their strength program, and, of course, also a very, very scientific-based as well as comprehensive leadership and mentorship program that we lovingly called LAMP. So it really has resonated well in building an all-round person that's prepared for life, prepared for college, prepared for the road ahead.
Got it. How are you guys going to be spreading that message at the IFE show? What are you guys looking to accomplish there, and why is the time now that you know, you feel it's the perfect time to sort of roll out that message you just described and showcase the franchise concept at a show of this magnitude?
So we did a soft launch at Franchise Expo South just as we completed documents and getting things in order. Since then, that, of course, was in February here in Houston. But since then, we've remodeled the Max Out studio while they're preparing for the development of a new studio to actually replace that one. But, and it's that type of commitment that they make. Even though that's only 6 or 8 months away, they still wanted to make sure that everything was as perfect as it could be. You know, one of the big things that really shed light of accelerating this into market is Matt Kubler has had a series of speaking engagements in and around the greater Philadelphia area towards, you know, athletic programs, graduations. And it's interesting because the message that we were sharing, that Matt was sharing with the audience, and it was typically 7th, 8th graders and some high schools, the message was perceived as being anti-bullying. And, of course, we hear about that. Anti-bullying is basically everywhere, online, in person. We hear about it. So Matt had started out these sessions by asking the session, some of them, you know, there's 300, 400, 500 people. How many of the students had heard, you know, speeches and conversations and discussions about bullying? And just about everybody put their hand up. And he said, what about leadership? And there was only one or two out of 400 or 500 people. And that really resonated well because it's focusing on leadership and the building of the inner strength that allows kids to be able to neutralize bullies. Doesn't mean they have to defend themselves, to neutralize them, to stand above the crowd, to feel good about themselves, and to help others. And that's the message that's really resonating. When we look back at Max Out and all that's been done over the years, we realize that the average person, the average client that was staying with Max Out was 3-plus years. That's so different than fitness centers that have a revolving door or other type of health and fitness centers. So we really knew it resonated. And with the press that we've been getting, we've got an article coming out, an interview from Entrepreneur Magazine that really loved the concept, all the press that we've been getting in the Philadelphia area, we knew it had finally come together. and we knew time was right to launch this on a national stage at the International Franchise Expo. We're registered in most of the registration states, but we will be in all the states here pretty quick. We want to roll out based on the growth projection out of the Northeast. And we really believe that this is a concept that people have to be passionate about. Don't look at this as a way to just replace a job. You have to be passionate about working with teens and young adults, but more importantly, giving back to the community. And it's for that reason some of the ideal franchise candidates for this will be veterans returning from the service, law enforcement individuals that might be on the verge of retirement, coaches that are looking to extend their career, basically anybody that really has a passion for working with kids and working towards helping the community grow and giving back. You know, it's also a great opportunity for anybody that was an athlete in school. You know, too often, you know, myself included, you know, 50 pounds lighter, and, you know, thinking about all the days that I played ball in high school, and then all of a sudden we graduated from high school, and there was that snap of the finger, and, of course, I had a knee injury that ended it at high school, but that was it. You know, yeah, we could play softball and do some, you know, recreational stuff, but it's not the same. And this is a great opportunity for individuals that are missing that are coming back to, you know, to the community and a way to be able to share in some of that and to participate in some of that at a very competitive level. So it really is a great opportunity for many different types of individuals. But again, there has to be that passion, and it has to be for the community and for the teens and young adults. And it's a great opportunity because of the International Franchise Expo here in New York. There'll be people from all over the country, as well as a lot of people from international markets. And we believe in many of the international markets, Max Out will resonate there as well.
Okay. So, you know, if you're taking a company and these founders like a Max Out or these other emerging brands who will be on display at the show, and if you were acting as their franchise consultant and coach as you do with Max Out, I guess what tips would you have for an emerging franchisor who's heading to the IFE for the first or, you know, one of their first few times? What would you advise them to do while they're at the show to try to, you know, make a difference, create a presence for themselves, and interact and engage with as many folks as they can to try to, you know, get the biggest bang for their buck from the show? What are your tips for those types of franchisors and those types of founders and franchise development folks who will be representing, you know, these types of franchise brands at the IFE show?
Yeah, it's really simple, Graham. It's don't sell. Share your passion, answer information, be friendly. It really is in the follow-up to the show. So secure information. But again, you know, I use a four-part formula that resonates very well. Share information, interact, engage with your audience, and only then have you earned the right to a call to action. I've seen too many times walking these shows, and I've walked more than my fair share, where people are jumping out of the booth. I hate to say like used car salesmen, because I'm sure there are a lot of reputable used car salesmen, but, you know, basically, you know, like somebody just hawking their wares and selling without even determining if there's a fit. And that's important. So make sure that, you know, you're responsive to people, you're engaging, you interact with them, you share as much information. It's time to close, but the time to close isn't right there on the show floor.
Gotcha. On the flip side, if I am, you know, a prospective franchise owner, I know you have, you know, worked with a number of franchisors to connect with franchisees, but on the flip side, you know, what would you advise a prospective franchisee who's going to the show? I mean, it has to be overwhelming. to see, you know, hundreds of brands in the same place? And how do you get to a point where you've sort of highlighted or isolated the few that are a good fit for you? You know, if I'm trying to go to the show as a prospective business owner who has the, you know, realistic financial capacity to be a franchise owner, and I am passionate about this and I am a good fit for franchising, how can I use this show to find the right opportunity for me?
Well, the first thing I would say is be patient and take your time. There's a lot to see, and there's a lot that you will miss. So I would recommend, you know, walking up each aisle, knowing the industry segments that you're looking for, you know, things that you can see yourself doing. And I think that's the key to being a franchise candidate and hopefully a franchisee, is can you see yourself doing something for the rest of your life or for the next 10 years or whatever the case might be? And as important, is it something that can help you achieve your wishes, hopes, and dreams? So keep that in mind as you're walking through the aisles and talking with individuals. A, can you see yourself doing this? B, you know, is this something that will help you achieve your wishes, hopes, and dreams? And I think the C part of it, the third part of this, is also the individuals in the booth. You know, they're representative of the brand. Now, these are the type of people that you could see yourself working with in unison as a partnership, so to speak, at least having an interdependent relationship with that type of mentality, that type of focus. And as you look through the event and you're looking through, you know, the types of businesses you might be looking at, maybe it's health and fitness. I mean, obviously, don't waste a lot of time around the food businesses. If you're passionate about getting involved with something with food, obviously focus on those. Don't get deterred by others. So I really think that's important. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the IFA have tremendous education sessions. Take the time to attend them. Most of them are free. Some of them are paid for. It depends on where you are in your process. But take advantage of them. You have some individuals that will be speaking at the event that have a wealth of experience that really needs to be listened to as you evaluate, you know, your journey into franchising.
Got it. That makes complete sense. And I mean, you've talked about this often. It's not always just, and it's really not just a one way. It isn't a one way sales process. It's not, you know, a franchisor just selling to the franchisee, and the franchisee is the only one doing sort of their internal decision making and internal analysis of what comprises a fit between franchise brands. The franchise brands that do this well are also, you know, assessing and analyzing the prospects they have and making sure that it's a fit for the culture that they've created. And as you've mentioned multiple times, it's not, you know, selling a franchise. It's awarding a franchise to a prospect who is an excellent fit. So I guess take us through the mindset of you guys as far as what you're trying to accomplish with Max at the IFE show. What qualities outside of, you know, just being, you know, a military person or a coach who has a passion for kids, what other skills, attributes, and, you know, I guess characteristics would a IFE show attendee have to possess to make them, you know, a good fit for the MaxOut system and someone that, you know, the MaxOut founders would certainly connect with and follow up with and get to a point where they're potentially awarding a franchise to this person? If I am a prospect attending the show and feel like what you've described about MaxOut makes sense for me, what other characteristics and skills would Matt and Jason be looking for in me that would make me a good fit to be awarded a MaxOut franchise territory?
Well, obviously, leadership is key. Not only leadership, but also being able to convey succinct, you know, powerful messages, resonate with the client base, the very impressionable teens and young adults, our future. So, you know, that is absolutely key. Also, being able to work within a system, because this is all about a system. It's a series of systems that make up the entire MaxOut program, which is a good reason why law enforcement and educators and veterans, as well as athletes, you know, they've all worked within systems. And in order to succeed in those systems. They had to follow through on the systems, and they had to practice their trade. So those are the type of individuals that we're really looking for. And then also the very astute, focused individual that has been successful in developing business, whether for themselves or for elsewhere. You know, it's absolutely paramount to be able to have some business development skills in order to get out into the community, you know, such as Matt is doing right now in the Philadelphia market, you know, speaking with kids. Jason does it all the time on the business side, speaking with, you know, civic groups in the area. So it's important to be an individual that's not afraid to be the face of the brand in their local community. And that is absolutely a great advantage with MaxOut, is that the message does not have to just resonate within the four walls of MaxOut. We can take it to the public. We can take it to the masses in group settings by sharing our leadership and mentorship program, and with hopes that teens and young adults, as well as parents that want their teens and young adults to be in that type of nurturing and strength-building environment. I mean, it really resonates well with building mind, body, and soul for teens and young adults to the community. So an individual has to be willing to, and the type of individual that can stand in front of the brand in their local community and resonate that message well. It's not for somebody that wants to sit behind the proverbial counter and wait for the business to come in, and then at the end of the day put the key in the door and go home. It's not that type of business.
Got it. No, and you guys certainly have it figured out and defined extremely well, and that's something that you guys are excellent at Franchise Foundry. And I guess I want to talk about the other side of this too. I mean, obviously you're there in full force to try to support MaxOut's goals, you know, as their representative in this franchise development fashion. But that that points to the fact that that's what you do for a number of brands. I know for a fact that one of those is NFP Sports. My friends in NFP Sports, who also have a big presence in the Northeast and are looking to extend their reach and influence with young folks to help them become leaders as they help equip them with their sales skills and take them through their sales process in ways that save high school sports, help coaches out, and help these kids develop skills that last a lifetime in that sense too. But I guess my question here is, you know, while you're at the IFE show, you know, if I'm not a prospect, but I'm a franchisor who is struggling with my message, who is trying to refine it, who is trying to better leverage trade shows like this, I guess what can I learn from you? How can I connect with you? I assume one of your goals at this show is to connect with other franchisors too, who you could help at other trade shows and help them refine and redefine who they are as you have with MaxOut, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Our booth, booth number 1139 at the IFE, is a double booth, and it's just Franchise Foundry and MaxOut together in that booth. We're very strong with partnerships, strategic partnerships with other suppliers, other consultants. So we always look to network with those individuals at these shows as well. Also, you know, with franchisors that have not really met stakeholders' expectations in their franchise development efforts, we can work with them very, very well, and it's great to meet them at these type of events. So if any of them are listening, you know, stop by our booth and speak with me or at one of the networking events. But, you know, what's often missed at these shows, Graham, are the many wannabe franchisors that are also walking around. They're not franchise candidates, and they're not franchisors. These are very successful entrepreneurs, very successful business owners that are entertaining the thought of moving into franchising and expanding their model through franchising. And we find some very interesting people. Matter of fact, coming out of Franchise Expo South, we are now working with a client, Over the Top Cake Supplies, which is basically a cake decorating franchise that has multiple revenue streams. It does parties with kids. It does, you know, get-togethers with adults. They can take it out into the market to senior centers, but they also have their retail party front as well. And that came out of Franchise Expo South, and hopefully at one of these shows in the future, we'll be featuring Over the Top as well, and another one out of Houston's American Robotics Academy that works with in the schools with kids. Seems like we always resonate a lot to brands with kids. I think a big part of that is Deb Evans being on our staff as our president, you know, and the former CEO and president of Computer Explorers and longtime educator herself. So yep. American Robotics Academy is another new brand we're working with that came out of Franchise Expo South. So, you know, it really is threefold. You know, we're looking at candidates, obviously, for the brand that we're representing there. We're also, which in this case is MaxOut, we're also looking to network with other vendors and professionals within franchising so we can continue to build our stable of resources we can provide to our clients. And then, of course, we also really look forward to working with individuals that are entertaining franchising as an expansion or business growth model for their very successful business.
Got it. Let's tap into the second element you mentioned there, because I don't think we've done that its full diligence, because you do such an excellent job of creating those types of relationships with other service providers who have, you know, expertise and skills that you guys may not have necessarily in-house where you guys are, but you do such a great job of focusing on what makes you guys great and, you know, using that as your key value proposition to engage with franchisors, but having the, you know, network of, you know, service providers who are great at what they do to form some type of hub relationships and a hub of service providers that you can, you know, connect your franchisors with to help with marketing, to help with technology, to help with things like that. I guess take us through some of those hub relationships and how they impact your franchise clients in positive ways.
Well, thanks for that opportunity. You know, there's so much that an emerging franchisor needs in order to establish a foundation for sustainable growth. On the software management side, we work with FRM Solutions and Stan Friedman in putting together the systems necessary for reporting, for driving franchise growth, for a number of different things. And it's state-of-the-art software done on a Microsoft Dynamics platform, which we're very proud to partner with. I'm on the board of advisors with Minalto, one of the leading social media software management companies, and for brands that are looking to really expand and have a lot of growth, you know, we like to utilize Minalto software in order to be able to control the social media messaging and monitor it across numerous locations. Then, of course, your company, 919 Marketing, we work with in order to get, you know, brand messaging out there and content development and management out there, because in today's day and age, and especially with such a digital presence that's out there, we want to make sure the message resonates well. And there's a host of others that we work with, business partner marketing out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We use exclusively to develop trade show collateral material, and they do a lot of great, you know, digital videos with logos blowing up and coming back together in a very transformer type of fashion. So there's just a lot of different things that we can tap into for franchisors to allow them to be able to be unique, to have that competitive edge, to be able to stand out in a very crowded industry segment. And I think that's very important, and the reason why we tap into so many people that, you know, we trust, and we know that their products and services stand head over head over others.
Yeah, an emerging franchisor certainly needs access to all those folks who have that type of expertise to help them get moving. And, of course, we appreciate the plug over at 919, Paul. But There's one partnership that you didn't mention that I know is important to you and has certainly spearheaded your presence at shows like the Franchise Expo South and this IFE show, and that's your relationship with MFV Expositions, who is the trade show host who puts on these fantastic franchise opportunity shows. Tell us a little bit about that and how that partnership has helped showcase some of your brands, and it's helped MFV do what they do better.
Well, it's actually a twofold partnership, and besides MFV, it's also with the International Franchise Association, who, of course, partners with MFV Expos in these events.
Yep.
And been an IFA member for a long, long time and very active at the IFA. It's my way of giving back into the franchise community. But, MFV, led by Tom Cortese, is really a phenomenal organization. They're always looking to stay ahead, to present franchisors in the best light and get as much information out there to franchise candidates that are out there. Obviously, they have the International Franchise Expo. They have West Coast Franchise Expo, which will be in Anaheim in November. And they have Franchise Expo South, which used to be in Miami, which is now in my town of Houston, Texas. They put together such a well-rounded program in great locations like the Jacob Javits Center in New York. They have tremendous education sessions and really pack a lot of people into a comfortable space where they're not on top of each other, but yet they can move around freely. There's sitting areas, there's food areas. It's really a great place to be for the day. Our relationship with MFV goes even deeper than that, where Franchise Foundry, through our Accelerated Digital Strategies division, earlier this year started working with MFV in managing their social media efforts and really help even further improve their presence in the digital world. So we're real honored to be working hand-in-hand with them and get a glimpse into what they put into these shows, which is just absolutely remarkable.
No doubt. As someone who's been to many of their shows and to many of the IFA shows, they do an excellent job, and they certainly need the support you provide. So keep up the great work, my man.
Graham, if I can emphasize one thing, too.
Sure.
Another thing that we would like to achieve at the event is introducing, Max out to the big franchise broker community. So if you're a broker that's out there representing individuals in your local market, stop by our booth and talk to us because we really want to work with brokers throughout the country. And a matter of fact, in about 25 minutes, I'll be doing a webinar for the franchise broker community specifically about introducing Max Out. So, go to my Facebook page or Franchise Foundry's page, and you'll find the link to this morning's webinar.
I will definitely ask you more there. And interesting, as we certainly have a franchise coach that we know well over here at the Franchise Focus, I think I might need to get you in touch with Rick.
Yep.
unless you have anything else you'd like to share us about the IFE show, I think you did a great job of recapping how franchisors and franchisees can better maximize it, what you guys do over at Franchise Foundry to help the show host, that obviously you've created these hub partnerships and how you help franchisors and franchisees, all great stuff. Is there anything else you'd like to share on the IFE show? And if any of our listeners out there, whether they be franchisors or franchisees or suppliers, how can they get in touch with you to ask more and continue the dialogue?
Well, we'll be at booth 1139, which will be along the one of the side rows, double booth. You also see me wandering around at the networking event Friday morning. I'll be presenting. It'll be more for franchisors and would-be franchisors at the IFE on Web 2.0 data and social media in franchising today and in the world of data breaches occurring every day. The sponsor of the show, Plave Cook and Lee Plave, do a great job talking about that, and I'll be talking about utilizing social media within franchising. My email address is paul@franchisefoundry.com. Very simple. Drop me a line or on Twitter. My handle is Paul Segretta. So very easy, very active, very visible, easy to find.
There's no doubt about that. It's not hard to find Paul. He's always active, always engaging, and always willing to help. But thanks, everyone, for joining us this morning on the Franchise Focus. Hope to see all of you guys at the IFE show. Again, that is June 18th to 20th of this week at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. If you have any questions for us, reach out to us and drop us a line on Twitter at EducatedZ. That's Educated Z-E-E. Find Rick Bizio and myself, Graham Chapman, on LinkedIn. And certainly subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Find our top 10 on YouTube and SoundCloud. And follow Rick's articles as they appear in Entrepreneur. Keep your heads up in the next couple of days for Due Diligence Times Part 1, part of a series of informative information that will bring you up to speed on how to go through your due diligence process effectively. Paul, thanks again for joining us, my friend. I'll see you up there in New York in a couple of days.
Same here, Graham. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Have a good rest of your day, everyone. We'll be in touch soon. Join us tomorrow as Rick joins me to have a big conversation about what it takes to do well as far as building your brand and franchising and responding to some of the biggest questions that were proposed from the franchise development seminar that I attended last week. Thanks again. Have a great day. Talk to you soon, everyone.